Joe Thornton was feeling it last night. He missed out on a couple of goals. The first one, you know, I think should have been a good goal. I understand why it's not. The second one was clearly a high stick. But, hey, they got the win, and he was feeling it last night post-game because he was doing his Zoom meeting, and he was asked about Austin Matthews and him scoring again last night. And when he was asked to detail what he thinks of his game now that he's up close and personal and what he's seen this year, here's what Thornton said last night.
There's probably two or three guys that I've played with that does what he does, but he's on, you know, a different level. He just competes so hard. You know, I think he should be up, you know, for 18 games in or whatever we are for, you know, Selke, Hart, Rocket. You know, he does so many things, and he just plays the game the right way. And, you know, I really enjoy watching him play and playing alongside of him. He just he's a complete package.
So high praise. You know, that's his boy now. It's his line mate. It's his guy. So, of course, he's going to pump his tires a little bit. But we figured we're about a third of the way through the season. And with what Jumbo said last night, maybe we go around the table here with our top five Hart choices as it currently stands. Because Jumbo's saying he thinks Matthews should be in on the Selke, in on the Hart. You don't vote for the Rocket, but if it were given out tonight, he'd win it. So let's go five down to one. We'll be relatively quick, and we'll get into the Matthews, McDavid topics throughout the afternoon and what Jumbo said. Oh, do you want to kickstart the party here?
I always do. And would you like me to start with five and continue?
Yeah,
on
you can
up
make your
one?
Way down. I think five down to one.
At number five, I have Brad Marchand from the Boston Bruins. Once again, the Bruins are incredible, and there was a time frame where no Pasternak and Marchand was unreal for the Bruins, scoring shorthanded, scoring all over the place. At number four, I've got Connor McDavid of the Edmonton Oilers. Wow. I don't want to hear this, even the look right there. Like, I don't need the look.
From me or from him?
No, from him. He gave me the old horse eye. And
I was surprised. I didn't think you'd have McDavid.
It's his list. He's allowed to.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Connor McDavid at number four. I just think that as amazing as he is, the points are incredible. But, Hayes, you have it in your mind that he's just the automatic Hart trophy every year. And maybe I'm trying to spice it up a little bit and say there's different guys that can do this. At number three, I have Patrick Kane, the leader of the surprising Chicago Blackhawks. Everyone thought these guys were going to be garbage. And Patty Kane, about seven games into the season, said, this is a garbage start, but we're getting home now for a long time, and we have a chance to make a difference and turn this thing around. And that's exactly what they've done. At number two, hoobie-dooby-doo, Jonathan Huberdeau of the Florida Panthers. He has been lights out. Mm-hmm. Coach Q and the Panthers have been lights out. And he's thrown his name into the mix. And number one, Austin Matthews, Toronto Maple Leafs. It's okay, people in the media or anyone else voting. Maybe people will have a higher amount of points, but they'll have more takeaways in their own zone and all the other stupid things you want to think of. But it's okay to acknowledge the best goal scorer in the game on a really good team. Hayes, go ahead.
I like it. Well, do you want me to go noodles, or do you want
to? Up to you. I mean, you go want
ahead.
Me to follow? I'll follow
that. You go ahead. Okay. I like that list, though.
It's a good list.
I mean, I've got a lot of this. I think I have the same guys.
I think we almost have the same. Yeah, I've got one different, I think, but let's fire it up.
Go ahead.
I went off the board at five, and I want to make a compelling case. At five, I went for Joe Pavelski because of what I was talking about earlier. We're going to sit here and judge because this guy's got that amount of goals and this guy's got that amount. But the playing field's not level right now because Quinn Hughes has 20 assists. He's played 20 games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's teams that played 10 games. Pavelski has 9 goals in 12 games. Now, I don't know if that pays. I know it's not sustainable, but he's been fantastic.
Been
And Dallas has been an absolute fiasco as far as sickness. And this guy's at 1.4 plus points per game early on. He has 17 points in 12 games. He's had a great start. So I put him at five. It's a little off the board, but that was my compelling argument for it. At four, I had Patty Kane. Everything that you said, I agreed 100% because we thought Chicago was going to be absolute garbage this year. Kane has dragged that team to the point where they're second in their, or tied for first in that division, really. and they're doing a good job, and it's Patty Kane. At number three is where I put Austin Matthews. You know, the goals are great because, yes, the even strength, all of that stuff. He's a great player. He's going to be in the conversation. I think he'll be a finalist. But you know what? I just think that there's the two guys I have ahead of him are more important to their team because I think Austin Matthews has a supporting cast. Whereas at number two, Huberto, Florida is not number one in the NHL in points percentage. If it's not for Jonathan Huberto, that team is farther down in the standings where I would argue that the Leafs could still have a lot of success. Not as much with Matthews, obviously, but that's the definition of MVP for me. So I had Huberto at two. And at one is McDavid. Mm-hmm. Guy's got 32 points in 17 games. Like, he's the best player on the planet, and he's showing it. And where would Edmonton be? They're in a playoff spot right now, and playoffs are a big part of my criteria as well. And McDavid has shown there's a reason why he's chewing this league up.
My yep. one point about Austin Matthews, you just mentioned Huberto. I think you could argue that Austin Matthews, the consistency of the goal scoring, the even strength, I just think it's so important to where their record is.
That's true. I
think it's time. Here's what I'll say before I get to my list. We always say, where would Edmonton be without McDavid? Where would Florida be without Huberto? Where would the Leafs be without Matthews is also included.
They have a
better supporting cast, but they wouldn't be close to where they are without him.
Yeah, they have a better supporting cast written down on paper. They're not necessarily dialing it in right now and saying, we're lighting it up every night too.
Well, I think Matthews has just as much of a case in that category. Yeah. I would put him a step behind McDavid, a step behind McDavid. But I think clearly this team is nowhere close to where they would be right now without him. I have on my list, I have Scheifele at five. I think he's playing the best he's ever played. I think he's top five in minutes per game up front. He's got, 22 points in 17 games?
Yeah, he's been great.
Pierre-Luc Dubois is not playing. You know, he'll be there eventually to insulate him a little bit. Laine only played three games and he was out. Not as much talent around him. And Scheifele's been very, very solid. I have Huberto at four. His numbers are off the charts. He's not playing that many minutes, though. You look at his minutes per game, which doesn't need to be a barometer of whether or not you move into the top three or not, but he's only averaging, I think, under 18 minutes a night, which is surprising. Barkov is still playing like 22 or whatever. Barkov, I think, is still the straw that stirs the drink there, but Huberto has been so good. Kane at three, I'm shocked Chicago is where they are. Like, shocked. Their own team sent out a statement saying, we're brutal and we're going to be brutal. Jonathan Taves isn't playing. Kirby Dach isn't there. They found a goalie out of left field. But
yeah,
Kane
good.
Is a rock star, and I think he's just getting going. I feel like in another 20 games, he may be even further up the lineup. But for me, it is a two-horse race. It is a two-horse race. And these two guys, for me, are 1A, 1B. They really are. I will have Matthews at two. And I have McDavid at one. And the reason I have McDavid slightly ahead of Matthews, the points jump off the page. I don't think anyone can keep up with him outside of Draisaitl. And quite frankly, I think he might lap him by 10 points. I wouldn't be shocked if McDavid beat Draisaitl by 10 points. His line mates, he's playing with RNH and Puljujärvi, basically, where Matthews is riding with Marner. And his team needs him a little bit more. And I will say this based on the narrative. I am a narrative voter. He wears the crown for me, so you got to go steal it. You got to go take it. But I think Matthews is so close because I think if he wins the Rocket, which I believe he will, and he gets some separation, that adds to it.
But he can't be a Cy Young. He's got to get more points.
He really does.
Top 10 I know he's got to be top 10. He has to.
He can't. But he's not going to catch McDavid though. He's not going to happen.
But my point is you're, what I was just saying is all of these other teams, if they've got to like. Pavelski, all of these guys are going to catch up in games. He's got to stay there for me because you're right. I think he has a chance to win the Rocket. I think he's going to be a finalist for the Hart. It's crazy. The only reason I didn't have Draisaitl in there is because of McDavid. The only reason I didn't have Marner in there is because of Matthews.
That's right. Exactly.
Because both of those guys could be in that conversation easily.
Austin Matthews has to start like loading up on points if he's going to sniff around there.
That's my only takeaway for Austin.
Yes, it's the one thing he has to do to
remain.
He's
got to keep pace.
In that conversation.
You're right.
And if I could rate the three lists, I go me, Noodles, and then Hayes as far as what I saw.
How do you figure?
I'm just saying.
I have... mine are just basically the same as yours in terms
of. But you're just the guy that says don't Austin finally start giving it credit to a
Toronto guy,
and then
listen,
you totally
you know
slapped
how I feel
him
about
right
McDavid.
In the face.
Like you said, I think McDavid is the best player in the world.
Yeah, you slapped our guy in the face. That's
well,
what you did.
Here's
the
case for McDavid. And we'll expand on this with Ray. If he is the best player on the planet, playing the best he's played, and his team makes the playoffs, that is very difficult to beat. Like it just is difficult to beat. If you're the
There's
best
no
player,
question. And some argue best, even if they don't make it to the playoffs, he still should get it.
I don't agree with that, but yes, you're right. There are compelling arguments for that. Talk to Mike Trout, who's won a bunch of MVPs. His team never goes to the playoffs. But Matthew's case will be best player on a very good team, maybe a top three team in the league if they get there, best goal scorer, and if he separates himself from the Rocket, maybe that compensates for McDavid separating in the Art Ross, right? Like if he scores 6-7 more goals than anyone else, that should count for something and count for something significant. Right. They both play a million minutes, too. They both average like 22.5 minutes.